Zoomer Radio, the original greatest hits. Everyday people, Sly and the Family Stone and John Fogerty, Centerfield on the morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. The latest forum poll told us more of the same. The Toronto mayoral race is still being led by Olivia Chow, followed by Mark Saunders. Anthony Fury is gaining momentum. Then Anna Bylaw, Josh Matlow, Mitzi Hunter, and Brad Bradford. What about the other 95 candidates? There will be 102 names on the ballot when you go to vote, including our guest. Sarah Kleinenhag has been here before. She's run for mayor 3 times, and last October was part of the CARP debate here at Zoomer Hall. Welcome to the show, Sarah.
Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, Sarah, we got to know you in the CARP mayoral debate last October, and you ended up coming in 4th behind John Tory, Gil Penalosa, and Chloe Brown. What did you learn from your second run at mayor, and how are you applying it this time?
Well, I just learned about the importance to just be honest, be authentic, and really speak to what people want to hear in every situation. So in the CARP debate, there was a certain set of questions. With other people, there were more questions. So, you know, and I learned that there still is, unfortunately, a lot of disengagement, even with that election where we really tried. We had diverse candidates, interesting topics of conversation, and such a low voter turnout. So I've learned that while these elections are important, they're not enough. We need more action between elections to get more people involved in this process.
Mm-hmm. You know you're a long shot, but you run anyway. Why do you do that?
Basically, to present the ideas that I think are important. And I think that our democracy is going to be better the more ideas we have. It really isn't just about the people. It has to be about ideas. And I think the more people who talk about ideas, the more the ultimate winner of the race can incorporate more of those ideas. And so for me, you know, the environment is so important. It's such an important aspect that we just sort of keep to the side. And a few other things like autonomy, decentralization. I mean, I'm sure you'll ask about those things. But those ideas, I feel we sort of just talk about a scandal or like one housing plan or this or that. And there's so much more that people in Toronto care about and that I care about. So I'd like to have this chance to speak and listen to other people.
Well, let's talk about that, what you care about as well. We'd like to know a little bit about you and your credentials.
Yeah, so I mean, I'm 52. I've lived in Toronto my whole life. I'm a mother of 3. And my credentials, to me, it's such an interesting question because 3 million people are all going to have a different set of credentials that they think is important for a mayor. So my credentials professionally, I've worked in urban transportation. I've worked in environmental studies. I've raised 3 kids. I use the libraries. I use transit. I'm dependent on a lot of things that Toronto government provides. So I feel I have a lot of kind of just personal credentials for the city matters to me. But to me, what's important in a leader is communication, is listening, and is ability to navigate multiple viewpoints. And we don't want a leader who just represents the left, who just represents the right, who just represents car owners, who just represents cyclists. We want a mayor who hears all those things and who isn't wedded to one specific way of doing things. And that, to me, is something I've gained from all my life experience. And I'm sure many of us have those skills, but it's really, that's what's most important to me for a mayor.
Okay, so our listeners are hearing a different voice, and there will be some who go, how I think I want to vote for her. I think I'm undecided now, suddenly decided. So tell our listeners why you should be Toronto's next mayor.
I think because I want to bring government back to the people. Like, I want to bring taxation back to the people. I want the people to have more power. And I'm the person who, I'm not interested in all this power for myself. I'm interested in being the voice to give people power. And I think there's a million ways we can do it. And if people want to know more, they can always go to votesarah.ca and ask me more about that. But that's what's meaningful to me is people need to have the power. 3 million people need to have the power to say what's happening in their lives. And right now, it really doesn't seem like that's happening.
Sarah, we've asked some of the other candidates the same question, the high-profile candidates, in fact. If you weren't running for Toronto's mayor, which of the candidates would get your vote?
Well, I'm really a fan of ranked balloting, and I think that's really crucial. No one candidate matches all my different criteria. I think all of the leading candidates each have something that I value. I mean, I value Olivia Chow's commitment to cycling and safer city. I value Brad Bradford's pragmatism. I I value Anthony Fury's ability to speak about things that are politically unpopular, which he did in the last 4 years. You know, I value a lot of things that each candidate brings. So I don't have a clear winner, but I would have all of them I'd have on a ranked ballot. And you know what? It's still before June 26th. I don't even want to say. So I'm kind of avoiding the answer. But I will say they all have something to offer. And I think that people should choose based on who resonates most closely to their opinion rather than choosing, okay, who's the most likely one, you know, not voting against what you don't want, voting really for the candidate you do want, because they all have something to offer. So you might as well choose the one who's closest to your values.
Sarah Kleinmenhage is running to be Toronto's next mayor. By the way, she's number 28 on the list of 102 names, just FYI. Thank you, Sarah.
Thanks so much. This was fun.